Hi, welcome to Feminist Mormon Housewives. I am your host, Cami, and we are continuing our Now series, Narrating Ordained Women. I am very happy to have with me Christy Money. Christy, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure, and thanks for having me, Cami.
You're welcome.
I am from Southern California, and I grew up Mormon and still am. I was baptized at 8 and married in the Salt Lake Temple, and absolutely love my Mormon roots and funeral potatoes, of course. can't forget those.
Right.
And I have two little girls, Evie and Rosie, who are 2.5 and 15 months, and they are absolutely adorable, though of course I am biased. And I'm a psychologist who specializes in women's issues, and particularly infertility counseling. Oh. So that's me.
Okay. And where did you get your degree?
Oh, I got my both degrees at BYU. My undergrad was in English and psych, and my PhD was in clinical psychology.
Great. And you, tell us about your family.
Oh, I'm the oldest of 7. So big family. And, they all live in Provo now. So it's nice to go and visit. I love the mountains out there. It's pretty phenomenal.
And you, let's see, where did you and your husband meet?
We met in New York City. Oh. And I think it's the perfect place to fall in love and date. Our first date was in Central Park, and we went on lots of dates to on the Empire State Building and ice skating in the park. It was quite fairy tale esque.
Oh, that's wonderful! And now you're living in Southern California. Have you guys lived anywhere else with your family?
Oh yeah, we moved just about every year. We've lived on the Navajo Reservation, where we taught elementary school together. Mm. It was a lot of fun. Shiprock, so Four Corners
area.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. And we've lived in Massachusetts and Austin, Texas. Mm. And we recently got back from living for a year in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
For a year?
Yeah, for a year.
Wow. That was amazing.
Yeah, we lived just 2 blocks from the beach in Copacabana. It was very nice.
Nice. And did your kids like it?
Oh, yes. Evie still asks, can we go to the beach park?
Now, how old are your children?
2.5 and just a little over a year.
Okay. And they're both girls?
Yes.
Well, tell us, why and when did you put your profile up on Ordained Women?
Very good question. Mm-hmm. It happened right around the time that I was about to have my second daughter, Rosie. So I was pregnant with her and really, really had a strong impression that I wanted to hold her for her baby blessing. Mm-hmm. And I asked our bishop in California if that would be possible. And he definitely said, absolutely not. I don't want to set up a precedent. And I know that he was just doing what he felt was the responsible thing to do as the leader of our congregation. And he was just taking orders from the stake president too. So he's a really nice guy, but it really hurt that I couldn't even just hold her while my husband gave the blessing.
So you weren't even asking to bless her. You were asking to stand there in the circle and hold her?
Oh, yeah, of course, just to hold her. Because I had had an experience about a month before when I was waiting in the doctor's office and a baby accidentally fell on the floor. And it really traumatized me.
Oh my gosh.
And it always worried me a little when I would see the babies up there getting for their baby blessing being bounced with one hand by, sure. All these different, members. And I thought, well, you know, it could just, a simple solution could just be for me to hold her, in the center of the circle or wherever, sitting down on a chair. I thought, since the deacons, they're in the circle and they don't have the Melchizedek priesthood. That was the stipulation in the handbook, by the way, that only Melchizedek priesthood holders could participate. But I thought, you know, if a deacon who just has the Aaronic priesthood could hold the microphone, you know, I have as much authority as in terms of the Melchizedek priesthood, meaning none, as this deacon. So, or even the chair in the center of the circle for that matter. So he still said no. So
it wasn't just, was it just practicality that made you want to do that, or?
Oh, to be honest, there were two reasons too. I mean, that was the practical logistical reason and the one that would have soothed my nerves. But mm-hmm. yeah, I also just wanted to be a part of that really special day with, mm-hmm. With my husband and my daughter, this first important moment in her life in the church. Mm-hmm. So,
right. Yeah. So you were unable to stand in the circle then that Sunday?
Right. We decided to do it at home instead. And it was just my husband and I with, a few family members. So there's no circle. It was just me sitting down, and holding her while my husband blessed her. And it was a very, very spiritual experience there. So I'm glad it eventually worked out.
Oh, that's good. And so how long after that happened did you post your ordained women or find out about it?
Oh, it was around the same time actually. So like I consider it divine timing that all of this happened, at around the same time. And, my husband and I had known from BYU, Kate Kelly and Neil Ransom and Thelma Young. So, we had heard the buzz and wanted to get on board together. So we both submitted profiles.
Wow. So you both did?
Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's wonderful. We'll have to get him on here too.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Now what kind of a reaction have you had since you posted that?
Really positive. I've shared it with, as soon as it came out with, most of my friends. I don't think they would have seen it just on the site if I hadn't have shown mm-hmm. them. And that's, by the way, good news for anyone who's thinking of submitting a profile, but worried that everyone will see. It took months. There's no one that I know of that has seen, my profile just on the site and contacted me. I've shared it with them. Anyway, they've been really supportive and I will say that at least for every one friend who has publicly supported ordained women based on my profile, who they've submitted profiles to, there have been about five or six friends who have said like, I really support this and I wish I could, be public about it, but I can't, but I'm really glad that you're doing this. So it's been very interesting.
That's wonderful. That's great. So your friends found out and you have a lot of support. What about family members?
Well, they've been less supportive, but, mainly I think because, my story was in the New York Times and, I don't think that they were, crazy about that much publicity. I mean, or the women profile, they might've been like, oh, okay, but you got us, I mean, you got your name in the New York Times. Why? So
how did that happen?
Oh, the New York Times had contacted me and so we had a phone interview and it was a little bit before the April 5th action. So,
what was the April 5th action?
Oh, that was when ordained women walked reverently on the Temple Square and waited in line for in the standby line.
Oh, for the priesthood session.
Right.
Okay. Right. Okay. And so a reporter was asking questions, and that's how your story went public.
Yes, because okay. I wanted to bring Rosie with me and hold her on Temple Square, even though I couldn't hold her on our blessing day. So
that is really sweet.
I was really glad that I got to go that day. And it was just such a spiritual experience to be with, over 500 other sisters and with my husband and baby. I just, oh, it felt so courageous then too. It was such a good day.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you really don't, I've never heard somebody who just found me on Ordained Women and contacted me either. There's so, and I was one of the first 100, so I thought I would be like pop out. And now there's like over 300. So if anyone is worried about that, I've had to be the one to say I'm on ordainedwomen.org for people to find out.
Yes. So, yeah, I know what you mean. And I think that works out well so that people can tell, individuals on their own time, whichever individuals they want to. And
right.
That works out well.
Well, Christy, what kind of vision do you have for ordaining women and the vision that you have for women in the church?
Oh, that's a really good question. I envision my daughters being able to experience Mormonism as so empowering because they know that they have all options open to them. I joined Ordained Women for my daughters. And I'm perfectly willing to visualize that I might not ever see ordination in my lifetime. And I'm actually okay with that, for the future. So what it really comes down to for me is I'm doing this for them, and I do have this vision of someday, my Evie or my Rosie being able to bless their daughters in church, or to give their kids or their husbands blessings of comfort or healing blessings if they're sick. I really want that for them. So I press forward.
That is really, really moving. When I was 19 in 1989, I wanted to go on a mission like all my male cohorts in the church. And, I of course couldn't until I was 21 at the time. And I remember writing President Monson, who was a second counselor at the time, and just begged for him to make an exception or to at least change the rule. Mm-hmm. And he just, you know, sent back, "No, not right now, but thank you for your passion." And they ran out of sister missionaries in my area, and I actually got called by the mission president a week later and asked if I would serve with one of the sisters as a sister missionary for 2 weeks. So I actually did get that opportunity. But when we were sitting around watching General Conference as a family, and he announced that the age had changed for girls to 19 years to be able to go on a mission, my daughter was sitting there, and it just felt like it had come full circle. You know, I was given a no, but here now she has a yes. And I really hope that through all our efforts and working and helping to see people or help people see maybe a bigger vision, your daughters could have that. That you could be like, "I wanted to do this with you, and I'm so glad you can do this with your daughter."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I really like that.
Well, I really like that vision too. Christy, is there anything else you'd like to say to anyone regarding ordained women?
I'd just like to end with how grateful I am that you're doing this, Cammie, and that if anyone's listening and they feel moved to submit a profile, I help edit them. And it really is, I mean, it feels like a very personal process to hear these stories. And I would welcome that opportunity. I feel like it's an honor to be part of that, that process of bringing people, into our community of supporters of ordained women and telling their story. So
yes.
If you submit, I'll probably be contacting you and express a lot of gratitude for being willing to stand up and speak your truth.
Thank you. And I'll put a link on so they know how to contact you.
Great.
Thank you so much, Christy. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Cammie.
You have a nice night.
You too.